If it's been a long time and you are trying to overcome the pain of infidelity and you just don't seem to be making any progress, I want to give a couple of ideas for you to think about. The first one is that you need to recognize that the problems that you're encountering now after the infidelity are not all exclusively directly related to the infidelity. Some of them, sure, I'll grant, are going to be directly related. Wounds and pain around the idea of betrayal, for example, are likely pretty much one-to-one correlation. However, there are going to be a lot of other issues like fear of abandonment or feelings of insignificance or being ignored or being alone, that there's a good chance that it didn't just pop up out of nowhere with the infidelity. For most people, those types of problems, especially the ones that are most painful and that seem to be going on a lot further beyond the infidelity itself, they likely have an origin earlier on in your life, whether it is a childhood trauma, whether it is a complex trauma, so it's something that built up over time. There were multiple small instances, and then the infidelity was something that was big and kind of pulled out, uprooted all of this pain. And a reason why it can be even more difficult is because the marriage or the relationship was acting as a balm or a salve to the problem that you were having. So if you had a problem of not feeling like you were lovable for your whole life, then you met this partner who loved you and then they betrayed that love, that's going to just rip all of those insecurities up and they're going to be worse than they were before for most people. So that's the first thing to remember, that you want to expand your focus on what you're trying to heal within yourself, the problems you're trying to talk through, not just around the infidelity, but expand the context to be like your whole life. I've noticed before, and I've said before, that for most people, if you're going to get through the pain of infidelity, you are going to be required to become a better person than you ever were before, or you'll just end up far worse. Like, it's very unlikely that you'll just kind of get to this neutral stage. So that's the first thing. And kind of related is also consider the possibility that you in your mind have made a conclusion about the steps of what your healing is going to look like when it might be totally different. And this relates somewhat to the field of hypnosis, which is what I've studied, and the idea of having your unconscious mind kind of guiding and directing you in your healing. So you might have consciously concluded, the way that I'm going to heal is I need to work on forgiveness. As long as I can learn to forgive what they did, then I'm going to be happy and healed and everything will kind of fall into place. But maybe your unconscious has a totally different plan. It says, yeah, that's great. Forgiveness is great. But actually, you need to take this step first. You need to launch that business that you feel like your partner had always like been pushing you down on and saying, no, you're not going to be doing well at that. That might be the path that you have to take. And you might think, what is the relation between starting a business and healing from all this pain? And it would be far too much to dive into right now. But sometimes the healing path is not linear. It doesn't always make sense. So just consider the possibility that if you're too narrowed in on saying, this is the one thing that needs to happen right for me to be able to heal, again, widen the scope. See if there are other things that you can start making progress in your life. And oftentimes when you get that positive momentum somewhere else, it's like the unconscious mind clicks in and says, okay, now we can open the floodgates of healing, moving on, letting go. So hopefully that offers some help if you've been feeling kind of stuck.